Lowe'sTire.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may
my level of
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Justina Pelletier will remain in the custody of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families after the Boston judge presiding over the case granted the state what's called permanent custody Tuesday.
As long as I have a living breath, there will be a fight. And my daughter will not die in the hands of this corruption, incompetence that is happening in the city of Boston.
That is Justina Pelletier's father. Responding, reacting to the judge in Massachusetts declaring the state has permanent custody at this point of Justina. Free Justina, the theme of today's show. Of course, it is the theme of every show, in fact, when we do the Robert Scott Bell Show, bringing the power to heal back to you. Also, the freedom to heal. Oh, my gosh. Big news out of Massachusetts. We got that covered. It is Outside the Box Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, one and all. Super Don, ready to crank it up.
We've got lots to cover today, don't we? Including the breaking news, which unfortunately is a little bit depressing here about Justina Pelletier.
Yeah, each time you think a judge might rule correctly in this case, they tighten the vice grip on this little girl, teenager now, with the either the somatoform disorder, which they say is a psychiatric issue, or mitochondrial disease, which they'll say is a genetic issue. And in either case, we'll argue that this is an iatrogenic-caused scenario via the medical monopoly for which...
I think taking your kids to Boston Children's Hospital is a psychiatric issue.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's a great, great danger. Great danger. Listen, what else we got on tap today? Obviously, we're going to kick it off here talking about freeing Justina, getting her back with her family in Connecticut. A lot on our minds. Bo Bourbon's been covering the story from the Fox Connecticut affiliate there. We've got some audio clips we're going to play for you. There's a delay in Obamacare. We'll tell you how you can take advantage of that. It's actually not that difficult. Yeah.
It's called the Pinky Swear Clause that they've enacted. Right?
Pinky Swear Clause. Super Don's very excited about this. Wikipedia. Wikipedia. Is it really Pharmacopedia? We'll get to the bottom of it as Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, reveals his bias. And it's not in our favor. Let's just say that. Also, cannabis being legalized, is this going to benefit Democrats, Republicans, or who? Or everybody? We're going to talk about that. And when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, we've got a very special episode of Outside the Box today. Well, we've got a family, a dad and a son. They're going to join us all the way from New Zealand talking about Malachi, their son, Stephen Gregory's son. How he had was just covered in warts. I mean, brutal stuff. And how Carnivora came to the rescue. So we've got a lot of cool stuff that we're going to talk about today, including the Orwellian monitoring of you, modern medicine or telemedicine. Is it the wave of the future, and are you excited about it? So stand by. You can call us now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Justin is standing by on the board. And it'll screen your calls if you'd like to get through, 866-939-BELL. And, of course, we are streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com, where the archives are there, as well as our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications Network. We appreciate all y'all kicking it into gear. So, what is the thing we've been warning you? Taking your child to a hospital should be an absolute last resort. Absolute last resort. We're talking How far down the road to last do you need to get before you've reached last? Well, keep on going. Because if you don't get far enough, you risk losing that child to the state, to Child Protective Services, if they somehow disagree with how you're raising them, treating them, dealing with them, talking to them. And even if there is a different opinion coming from doctors you had already consulted with, different from those that are in that hospital, particularly if they have a children's hospital. And this is up at Boston Children's. It's not the first time it's happened. It probably won't be the last until parents get smarter about turning their kids over to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, a state-sanctioned religion known as the medical monopoly. Again, only strengthened via the unconstitutional passing of the Affordable Portable Care Act, Obamacare. But it's really not unconstitutional for those of you who opt into that system, who turn your children over by virtue of giving them a birth certificate and a Social Security number that is not necessary for life, much less to work, or live, breathe, play. I know this is far outside of the bounds of most media outlets to discuss, but we must discuss it because I do not want to hear more stories of parents being stolen from their kids based on you violating some church dogma. And for our friends on the liberal left that are afraid of real churches taking over the government, why aren't you worried about the pharmaceutical church that already has? That is taking children and massively experimenting upon them, whether it be through needles or drugs, as is the case of Justina Pelletier. Now, we have audio clips. Super Don, we're going to try this, controlling our own audio here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right? Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
I might. If I stub my toe, Super Don, will you give me some Arnica Montana?
I'd be happy to, yes.
Oh, you're very kind. So let's hear about the judge's ruling and why they were concerned about the behavior of the parents. This is very interesting. Behavior of the parents is impacting on this decision whether to release Justina into their custody or grant the state permanent custody, which was just done yesterday. Moms and dads out there, don't say a word. Don't breathe too deeply. Don't sigh. Don't raise your voice. Don't question anything that's being done by the state here, because that might be justification for them to say, you don't get your kid back.
In today's five-page ruling, Judge Joseph Johnston said the behavior of Justina's parents hindered efforts to return her to Connecticut. Johnston said Lou and Linda Pelletier were, quote, verbally abusive, citing an instance when they, quote, called hospital personnel Nazis, and another when the judge said a state social worker had to be removed from the case due to allegations that Lou Pelletier threatened him.
Did you hear that? They were mean to us. They actually expressed anger. They, you know, their child had been taken from them, and how dare they raise their voice and call us names? Do you see what this is? This is about behavior modification, behavior control of parents. You must be respectful of us. You must bow down and say, pretty please. Do you understand why the concept of nullification needs to make a big old return to America, to American parents? Start learning to say no to authoritarians in the state and the pharmaceutical industry. The behavior of the parents made it difficult for us to return them. So because Lou Pelletier said we're Nazis, we're not returning them. I mean, the fact is, well, they are. They're behaving like that.
Let's add a little bit of perspective to this. Okay, this has been going on for 14 months.
Over a year.
Did Lou do this day one? No.
No, heck no.
I'd be willing to bet it probably took maybe a few months. If you're a parent and you've been fighting and fighting and fighting and thinking that you're going to be able to get your child back, and then they say right. No, and then trying and thinking you're going to get them back again, and they say no, guess what?
Tell me,
if I was
parent?
A parent, you're damn right I'd be pissed. You know I'd be yelling at somebody.
Right, and of course they want to drug the parents next. You know, well, shut them down, man. They're asking too many questions here. But just to cover their bases, the judge claimed to be impartial and neutral and criticized the courts as well.
But the judge was also critical of the Connecticut Department of Children and Families in the Connecticut courts, writing that the agencies also hindered efforts to return Justina. He wrote that Connecticut DCF and Connecticut courts repeatedly declined to take the case, even though Connecticut is Justina's home state.
So it's just that the outrage or the incompetence of the courts is not as bad as Justina's father yelling a little bit, raising his voice a little bit, showing his outrage a little bit.
They didn't call him a Nazi, so they're not quite as bad.
Right, right. Now, how is Justina doing? I mean, if you could imagine this. I mean, I'm just, you know, as a dad, and I know, Superdon, you're a dad. Any dads out there? I mean, how wouldn't you be within your rights to visit physical violence on him? And I'm not saying that's what he should do, and that's not what Lou, I think, would want to do. But, I mean, good Lord, if you have your child stolen from you, kidnapped from you, well, what do you expect? It's human. But they don't want that. This is behavior modification. They want you to feel powerless and helpless, and that if you even do the right thing in protection and defense of your child, you become the criminal. No. I mean, listen, they visited her. The sister visited. They're seeing how she's doing. And it's much worse than when they first started. Here's another clip when they visited the house to ask the family how she's doing.
Fox Connecticut spoke with the Pelletiers at their home Tuesday after the ruling, where Justina's sisters said recent photographs show serious swelling, a receding hairline, and other medical concerns.
This is, yeah. I mean, they're watching this because, in my perception, they're not treating her right either. They need to detoxify her, but nothing in that hospital system is going to do that. Is Lou going to give up? Is the dad going to give up? I don't think so.
Father Lou Pelletier says they'll keep fighting for custody, filing another appeal in court, and upping the ante in the court of public opinion.
Watching your daughter suffer needlessly for this length of time will push any human to the brink of how much more can you take.
And you know, okay, they didn't want him to talk. They didn't want him to say a thing. They had a gag order on him. Incredible. And then, oh, don't sound aggressive. Well, why did you sound aggressive, Lou? Why would you do that?
You feel like that treatment of your family, of your daughter who's going through pain for 14 months, did that drive you to make some statements that were aggressive or, you know, that they're faulting you for?
Probably. I'm a father trying to protect my daughter.
Yeah. And if you're not outraged by this, as if it were your own kid, I don't know, you need to take a hard look in the mirror. I mean, this is something that, as I said, if they can come for Lou's kid, they might come for yours. What are you doing to protect yourself? It's intense. You want to chime in on it? Give us a call, 866-939-2355. But we do have a little bit of good news. It's kind of a mixed bag today, but there's a little bit of good news about Obamacare. How do you participate in the delay?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're bummed about the Pelletier case in Massachusetts, the judge ruling permanent state custody at this point, there is some good news. Super Don, you got to bring it to us. What did you call this? The pinky something? What did you call it? I don't understand.
This I believe should be called the pinky swear clause.
The pinky swear Obamacare clause?
That's right. Because now, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, we covered yesterday. I mean, all the things that the Obama administration is trying to do to try and get everybody signed up. We got pictures of girls twerking in bathrooms and kitty cats that are, you know, doing funny stuff and dogs jumping up and down and stuff, trying to appeal to the youth and to all the Facebook crowd. And you're like, I got to get signed up because it's cool, right?
Right, right.
Well, apparently they're not really doing very well because today we find out that there is yet another way that you can get an extension on the March 31st deadline to sign up for Obamacare.
And we're not talking about hair extensions here. We're talking about, signed up for Obamacare. I need more time. But what hoops do you have to jump through? That's always the case. You got to do this. You got to do mental gyrations and physical gymnastics. But this one doesn't seem to be so difficult. What exactly do you have to do?
Well, you go to healthcare.gov, and you click on a box, and that box says that you are saying that you promise, double dog swear, I really, 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 really promise that I tried to get signed on for Obamacare, but I wasn't able to. And that's it. It's an honor system.
So there's not like you sign away under penalty of perjury, we're coming to get you if you're lying. You can just click
on a box. No forms to fill out, no phone calls to make. You just click on a box, and it says, I'm sorry, I really, really tried but wasn't able to.
Dude, I mean, is this embarrassing to anybody who still supports Obama, even a little? Or Democrats still trying to defend Obamacare? They just keep moving the goalposts. Well, you better sign up. Well, no. Well, let's figure it out. No, it's a little, take a little bit longer.
The first deadline, what was it? I think it was end of December.
Yeah.
And then in January.
There's
and
one
then
before that.
February.
Yeah.
And then March. And here we are in March now, and now you get more time.
Yeah. Maybe they think you're just not going to notice. You know, it's like finding a missing airliner. You will never find it. Maybe they have, maybe they have. I don't know. And at that point, when it kicks into gear, is it really kicking into gear? Is there any? I mean, come on. Who was clamoring for this? Gosh darn it. This is an incredible story.
It's silly. And I think what they're running into is the majority of Americans just don't care. It's just not, you know, I mean, people don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, man, I haven't signed up for Obamacare yet. Has that happened to you?
No, I don't think so.
No, it hasn't happened to me. I think most people are just like, whatever, you know.
No, and then you've got all the people
that are just like, okay, so what? I got to pay $95 so I don't have to go through all this crap, you know, having to deal with signing up for Obamacare. Here, mm-hmm. $5.
Right, yeah, take the $5. Who cares? You know, listen, I am of the perspective, opinion, and belief that you cannot force me to participate in a system of medicine that I believe, based on the stats alone, even in the peer-reviewed medical journals, is just as likely to kill you as it would be to maybe help you. And I think there are a lot of Americans that also believe that, whether they're saying that or not. They're certainly acting as if by saying, well, I'm not signing up. They keep moving. Well, okay, we were just kidding. This time we're serious, though. The next deadline's going to be the real one. And you're going, there's no competence, there's no legitimacy. And, of course, you got Vladimir Putin over there taking over countries one by one because he's looking at Obama going, you can't even get your people to sign up for a health care. You know, why should I be concerned at all about, you know, whether you say something you don't like me doing about countries surrounding me? I mean, come on, look at the perspective here. And as I say that, I'm not advocating going to war with Russia. That's not what I'm saying either. But again, there's not a lot of concern, or should be, from the standpoint of political fallout from this, because there's another article here that says college students can't even name one single U.S. senator. Where did this one come from?
Yeah, this is great. This is from CNS News, and you got to check out this video. This guy goes around on this college campus, and he goes out to people, and he says, can you name one of the current U.S. senators? And student after student after student is just sitting there like, one of them goes, you know, this is embarrassing. I'm in a political course. Uh-huh. And just one after the other. But here's the nice part about this. There was one student that was able to name one U.S. senator out of all of them. Guess which senator they named.
Could it be Rand Paul?
Rand Paul,
yeah,
yes.
That's interesting. Name recognition climbing up on the charts there. All right, well, listen, you got your Obamacare delay. That's the happy news. Let's do some other revealing news. Is Wikipedia really Pharmacopedia? We're going to get the words of the founder, Jimmy Wales. If you're looking for medical and biological and physiological information that supports natural healing, don't look at Wikipedia. We'll explain.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com,
or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Well, just got word that Dr. Frank King, our good friend, we do the Healing Revolution every Friday, he is going to be on the Healthy You and Carol Alt on Fox News this weekend. If they don't postpone it for more droning on about things that there's no new information about. So we'll contact Carol. Maybe we'll get Carol Alt back on the show on Friday as well. But anyway, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us soon. And, of course, we covered the Pelletier update, the state in Massachusetts claiming ownership of that child. State custody, permanent state custody at this point. And, of course, we can't have parents showing their anger at the court system or child protective services. We would never allow kids to be living with parents that actually care enough to show their emotion when their children are being kidnapped. Yeah, perspective. What else we got? Delay in Obamacare we just mentioned. Oh, Wikipedia. Now, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
This is the thing that's made a lot of research pretty darn easy. You just go to Wikipedia. It's like an online encyclopedia. But we found out many years ago that when it comes to information about medicine that is not approved by the FDA, herbal, botanical, homeopathic, although homeopathic medicine is indeed let's say, regulated as a drug by the FDA, it is, you'll find that any controversial topic, whether it be about questions of cause of disease, like hepatitis C, is it real? You'll never find reference to that in Wikipedia, even though the medical literature is rife with, let's say, half-truths there. Or the issue of AIDS. No way anybody can get any questions in about the cause of immune deficiency in AIDS. Only the official stories are there. So Wikipedia is the place where you can guarantee that you will get the official story about everything and nothing that questions authority, officials, and particularly modern medicine and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Now, if you think that was just me saying it or Liam Sheff saying it or others that have tried to modify information at Wikipedia, we have got straight from the Wikipedia horse's mouth the information and the answer to this. And this is why we're calling it Pharmacopedia. And this guy who developed Wikipedia, Jimmy Wales, is that the guy's name, Jimmy Wales?
That's his name, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia. Headline here on Time. Wikipedia founder sticks it to lunatic holistic healers.
Lunatic?
Yeah, he thinks we're all
lunatic. He doesn't have an opinion, does he?
Not at all, not at all. So evidently... There was a, you know, that change.org where people can, you know, put petitions up and submit them to whatever, right, whether it's government or otherwise. Somebody had started a petition to petition Wikipedia. Now, I could have told you this was ridiculous and lunatic to do. If you want to say lunatic in the realm of holistic health, it's thinking that you can petition the bad guys to do good, right? The scorpion will not sting you as you carry him across the flooded river. He promises. Right. Of course, halfway across, he stings you, and you go, why? You told me you wouldn't. Well, I'm a scorpion. Don't you know? That's what I do. And that's what Jimmy Wales is to the holistic healing, let's say, movement, if you will, but realities. So they call for a petition, and... rather than embrace it and consider it, he rejects it outright and says, every single person who signed this petition needs to think harder about what it means to be honest, factual, and truthful. Isn't that irony?
And this petition, all this petition was doing was asking for there to be more information on holistic medicinal therapies on Wikipedia. That's it.
Right. Well, they acknowledge that a lot of it seems to be biased, misleading, and out of date, or just plain wrong in referencing natural remedies, natural medicine. And so, you know, rather than going, oh, yeah, we could probably do better in that, he's like, no, I'm not even going there. I'm not even going to apologize, not in the least, because, you know, he takes it as a joke. Every single person needs to change their premises on holistic medicine and think harder what it means to be honest, factual, and truthful. Tell me, when was the last time we covered a story about Big Pharma being honest, factual, and truthful? When was the last time we saw a story like that? It's like, oh my gosh, look at this. Big Pharma, GSK admitted that they're... Oh, wait a second. Did GSK admit... No, they didn't admit it. They did a study that showed that having the human papillomavirus infection is actually good for you and will prevent disease later.
Yeah.
You know, but they didn't present it that way. They said, oh my gosh, you need to get an HPV shot. So they were not honest, factual, or truthful in that.
I want to point something out here.
Okay.
When it comes to Wikipedia, I mean, listen, you start a petition saying, please, can we allow more information on holistic medicinal therapies? He says, you need to think harder about what it means to be honest, factual, and truthful. Okay, fine. If we go to Wikipedia and we do a search for Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, okay.
You know how much information is on the Wikipedia page about Bigfoot?
Is there a lot?
I mean, shoot, we got, you know, the opening paragraph, the description. We got the history of Bigfoot, prominent reported sightings about it, misidentification. You know, I mean, extinct hominid, scientific view, formal studies, Bigfoot claims, Bigfoot organizations. You know what? Why can we not ask for the same thing about holistic therapies that we get for Bigfoot?
Well, here's the reason.
I don't think that's too much to ask for.
No, it's not, but here's the reason. This guy is a shill for the establishment, a shill for the official stories, a shill for the status quo. Okay. If you can, because he says this. He says, Wikipedia's policies around this thing are exactly spot on and correct, he says. If you can get your work published in respectable scientific journals, that is to say, if you can produce evidence through replicable scientific experiments, then Wikipedia will cover it appropriately, like they did for Bigfoot, right? But the problem is, if you have a natural medicine that cures cancer, that threatens a huge economic stake on planet Earth. If you can identify or speculate on whether Bigfoot is real or not, doesn't get Big Pharma doesn't give a flip what happens with you can show up with Bigfoot's hairs or his shoes. It's fine. It doesn't impact us one way or another. In fact, we might take his hair and make a drug out of it. But
lest you
reveal something that takes away the power or the money of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, along with government that grants it that power, that freedom to basically dominate the marketplace and pretend that they have consensus and validity. How many times have double-blind placebo-controlled studies been found to be fraudulent and wrong? And how much, then, does the Wikipedia founder say about that? He doesn't say anything about that. So, he says, what we won't do in Wikipedia is to pretend that the work of lunatic charlatans is the equivalent of true scientific discourse. It isn't. Simply raising the question, positing the other perspectives, is not considered any kind of discourse that Wikipedia wants anything to do with. So, if you want to start something, you lunatic holistic healer, start your own Wikipedia. And I know some people have. And I think that's the best way to go about it. Basically, delist them as your place to go if you don't like what they're doing. And I don't either, but there you go.
Let me ask you something. Who is Jimmy Wales to decide what is real and what's not? What is valid science and what is not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's he? You know, he's an internet entrepreneur. Oh, well, then you are therefore qualified to decide which type of healing modality is real and what isn't.
Right. Our listener, Ann, just chimed in. She says, Jimmy Wales is going to get sick, and then we will see where he goes for help. Moron.
Yeah, probably Wikipedia, right?
Right. Then we go to Wikipedia. Let me take this drug. Yeah, good luck. See how that works out for you, Jimmy. All right. Let's go on to another story here, because the transformation of language, the transformation of words, if there's a high art, it's propaganda. It's Edward Bernays. It's the kind of things that happened in Nazi Germany. They made it in the 20th century. Propaganda. And there's a big push on the propaganda front about GMOs, as we know. We want it labeled or we want it banned, or both. There's an article in The Blaze, an opinion piece in The Blaze. And this is weird because it comes like just a couple of days after, who's the Blaze guy? That started the Blaze?
That would be Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck. We just covered Glenn Beck. His brain doctor said, you're being poisoned by your food. You need to clean up. You need to go non-GMO. And then this guy, Will Coggin, comes in and says, Dr. Oz's rotting credibility on food as a headline. It basically goes after him because Dr. Oz has the audacity to actually question if GMO food is good for you. Maybe we should label it. Maybe we should investigate it further. And so now they're dismissing Dr. Oz. Now, when Dr. Oz does something wrong, we say so. If he does something right, we say so. It's like I don't have an agenda to discredit anyone as a whole. Mehmet Oz has sold out in certain arenas. Yes, he has. But he's done some good work as well. We acknowledge that. On the GMO front, what was interesting about this story, they aren't calling it GMOs anymore. So they must have had a major, high-level, multi-million-dollar public relations campaign to determine what can we call GMOs that don't elicit the same response. And yes, they have renamed them. GIFs. 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 G-I-F.
No longer GMO, now it's, G-I-F.
And what does G-I-F stand for, Super Don?
Genetically improved food.
Yay!
All right.
Let's all go out and eat some corn that has been grown by Monsanto seeds that has embedded in it pesticides because it's not any longer to be considered genetically modified. It is now genetically improved food. How they would determine that it is genetically improved, I mean, this is the question like we ask of the Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales, who died and made him God, right? And it's the same thing in this Coggin guy. Suddenly he's like, well, this is genetically improved food. By whose determination that says it's improved? I mean, isn't that a matter of opinion? No, it's scientifically factual. They'll say that at Wikipedia. No. It's a fact.
I
All scientists agree.
This is, This is truly ridiculous. Because, I mean, let's think about this. Genetically modified organism, really, honestly, was a neutral term. It wasn't a negative. I mean, it was described accurately what it was. It's not like people, we were going out there saying, we want to call them GPCs, you know, like genetically processed crap or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
No.
It's not. But it's no longer working for them, so they have to go after it. And then they go after Joseph Mercola. And Joe has done incredible work on raising the GMO issue and blasting it. And, of course, he's been criticized by others, including the Quackbusters, which if you get criticized by the Quackbusters, you're my friend. You know?
Right.
That's a badge of honor, not dishonor. And so now look out. They are changing the equation. Every time you see GMO, you're going to start seeing them raising the trial balloon. Will you buy into GIFs instead of GMOs? Genetically improved food. What do you think? Come up with some other things. I call them GMAs, genetically modified abominations.
Ah, I like
that. What do you call the legalization of marijuana and cannabis? Do you call it a boon for Democrats or Republicans? We're going to see.
I call it party time.
Party time. Excellent. All right, we got that. Coming up on the other side of this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network. Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Democrats benefit from the focus on marijuana legalization in the coming elections. We're going to get to that in just a moment, but quick follow-up on the story about attacking Mercola and Dr. Oz over the GMO issue, now calling them GIFs. Who is this guy Coggin that wrote this for The Blaze? Again, ironically, after the boss of The Blaze, Glenn Beck, finds out that he's being poisoned by food, including GMO food. The smear campaigns that they do in this regard are not grassroots. They're not like little grandma and grandpa out there going, you take care of those crazy doctors telling me to eat natural food. No, I mean, these are public relations campaigns fully funded by the pharmaceutical and biotech industry. And these are like hitmen within that realm. Coggin appears to be one of them. I've got a link sent out. I believe it's in the show notes. If not, Superdon's going to put it out through Facebook and Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, by the way, at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. And you'll see these are paid-for campaigns under the pretense of, industry activists, consumer activism, freedom for consumers. No, this isn't about freedom for consumers. This is about freedom of the biotech industry to run roughshod over the food supply and dominate and control it and monopolize it and profit from it while you get sicker and big pharma, with their big karma, yes, sweeps in on their pharmaceutical horse with pill bottles for ears, to keep you sick and mandating you to participate unless you check the box and pinky swear that you'll sign up later. That's the crazy world we live in America, and you wonder why Putin is running roughshod over his neighbors. He doesn't give a flip.
Right.
Yeah, and this didn't happen over one cycle of the presidency either, just so you know. So, moving on to marijuana and cannabis and CBD. It was cool that we had Brendan the Truth Vera on yesterday. If you missed that interview, Superdon has turned it into a YouTube as well at our RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. Check it out. What do you think, Superdon? The Democrats, are they going to be able to benefit from this movement? Because that's all people really want to vote on now, freeing the people to use this plant.
Yeah, well, apparently the Democrats are thinking that the big consciousness has taken place, the big move going across the United States here on marijuana legalization, at least to begin with, medicinally, is going to benefit them come election time in the ballot box, because somehow they think that marijuana is kind of more leaning and more related to Democrats than it is Republicans. And I don't know that I agree with that.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is that libertarian middle that doesn't ascribe to being a part of any party, Republican or Democrat, and they're going to go with whoever. And the thing is, the Republicans, if they want to take advantage of the failure of Obamacare and get more of them in, again, we're not endorsing anything like that. I'm just saying, if they want it, they're going to have to embrace this freedom movement that's the underbelly of people going, outside of those completely dependent upon it or don't know the history, for instance, of Obamacare, how it was 100 years in the making. Again, which makes all Republicans and all Democrats equally guilty in the failure of the medical system because they embrace monopoly rather than freedom.
Well, and the logic behind this is that apparently they've done some polls, and voters in both parties are in favor of loosening up marijuana laws. But the highest levels that they say of the motivation behind this are younger and single people. And so, statistically speaking, I guess the younger single people skew more in the direction of Democratic than Republican. But I, again, would beg to that I think the younger single people probably fall more into the category of that 40% going right down the middle that just go, you know what, you both are idiots. I wish I had something else to choose from.
Right, exactly. And we've covered that. But again, that's the whole idea of not labeling GMOs, right? And calling them now GIFs. It's like, we don't want you to know they're in the food, because if you do, you might decide you don't want them. We can't have that. So, again, the convincing is on. If they can drug you enough, they'll convince you that GIFs, the new GMOs, are actually an improvement over the way God created food on the planet. And that's not to say that we can't cross, how would we say it? You take the certain strains that you like and over generations shift them towards that. But it's not the same as genetic modification in the gene splicing or taking genes out and inserting them in from other animals or species, for instance. It's a whole different realm. We've covered it. Check out Jeffrey Smith. Anything that Jeffrey does, we're with him on that. So
yeah, and you might even be able to check out Jeffrey Smith on CNN now.
That's right. We covered that yesterday. It's bizarre what's going on. So anyway, we got lots more healing to do. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger is in the organic non-GMO and non-GIF bullpen, waiting to take over. And we're happy to have him do it. We got lots to cover, including telemedicine. What about medical monitoring of everything that you're doing? More vaccine? Forcing more vaccine? No, come on, not more! We'll get there. And we'll remedy it, because on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I remind you simply, it's the truth, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.